99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings. Good morning and welcome to Monday. We're talking jobs. What do you do for a living and how much you make? I know that you have some texts to read, Greg, and we have phone calls to answer. Before we do that, producer Arch has handed me a piece of paper. Somebody texted in, director of HR, making $210,000 a year plus bonuses and stock options. What am I doing wrong?
That's a tech company. It has to be. That has to be a tech company.
Look at that UPS driver, though.
Yeah, 125 for
that's
a UPS
insane.
Driver. What can Brown do for me? Brown could take me to dinner.
Hello.
Or buy me some drinks. And actually, Brown, you could pick me up in your truck and drive me around for drinks and dinner, because I've always wanted to ride in one of those trucks without the door. It seems so fun. You know, it doesn't really have a door.
Yeah,
you can just kind of hang out.
A rep for a mattress company says they make $91,000 a year. What else do we have here? We have marketing for Budweiser, $65,000.
You were right about the garbage man. Another person texted in, garbage man over $90,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they deserve it for having to deal with that.
There's a bartender texted in from 408 Mountain View, to be specific. They're making six figures, is all they said.
Well, that's because that's the Richie Rich down there. That's all those tech people going in to drink, and they're leaving big tips.
Let's go over to line 8. We will keep you anonymous.
Okay.
But we are a little shocked by this. Hi, how are you today?
I'm so great. I can't believe you guys call me.
Well, thanks for taking our calls. So you're a manager at In-N-Out, and you make $80,000 a year.
Yeah, so it kind of differs depending on your store and stuff. But, yeah, $80,000 is pretty average from where I'm at. I could definitely be making more. It just depends how fast I can move up.
That's and do you also get free food?
Yeah, every time you work, you get a full free meal. So it's been like 5 years now, so I've been eating a lot of burgers.
And making some pretty good money. Good for you.
Yeah, it's cool.
And I've always heard the benefits are very good at In-N-Out. Is that true?
Yeah, it's really good coverage. I mean, I got hurt at work not too long ago, but everything was covered, so I'm all good.
How do you get your burger?
Animal style, you know.
It really depends on my mood. I usually go with both kinds of onions, grilled and regular raw. You should totally try that. It's like a whole different taste to it. But
all right.
So I'll usually get everything on it. No pickles, though. That's not good.
A what? Oh, my God. I love pickles on a burger.
I don't know. Pickles kind of change the whole... I don't know. It makes
dynamic.
It cold.
And one more question. Thank you for letting us ask you 21 questions, by the way.
Yes.
What's the toughest part of being a manager in and out? What's the hardest part of your job?
The hardest part would have to be, I think, trying to please everybody. Kind of, there's so many people, you know, constantly calling my name. And it's hard to be in two places at once when I'm trying to help some person. And then they're over here, Marriott, or I need your help. And I got to run over there and try to just be everywhere at once, I guess you could say.
I thought you were going to say the way your hair smells after a day at work.
Oh my goodness, don't even get me started.
All right, well, thanks for talking to us this morning and have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Nicole.
Hi.
So, well, we won't say anything beyond Nicole. We won't ask what school you work at, but you're a second grade teacher.
Good.
And I already know you do not make enough. You need to be making 8 times whatever they're paying you. What are they paying you?
It's in the high 50s now, but when I started, it was a lot less. It wasn't until I was vested. So after a certain amount of time, you start to make a little bit more money. And then the craziest part about being a teacher, which a lot of people don't know, is I call it pay to play. We have to take these ridiculous classes online that you pay for in order to move up the pay scale.
And they don't reimburse you for those classes?
Not a cent.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Well, if it makes you feel better, they make us bring our own headphones and microphones to work, so...
It does make me feel better. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
Well, Nicole, we love you and all of our teachers out there. Thank you for doing
thank
what you do.
Thank you. We love you guys, too. We listen to you all the time.
Aw, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, producer Art, you're saying we have to move on. He's yelling at us here.
I'll say by far, the people who are getting screwed the most are teachers. I feel bad for you. I think we ought to institute, like, Teacher Tuesdays around here where we only let teachers play for the Big Money Minute, which is coming up, and Secret Sound.
I like
Can
that.
We do that? Can we put that in the official rules, Teachers Tuesdays?
Yes. I want to go through every single one of these phone lines. Every single one is lit up. People love sharing how much they make. Thank you.
You're not going to get me to share, but I'm still looking for the UPS driver. I'm going to order more packages today and my Ring doorbell. Bell will let me know when UPS is arriving, and I will be like, come on in. Let's have a drink.
I want to know, this nurse online four makes $300,000 a year to be a registered nurse. Jeez.
Right. Okay. That is a lot of money, but you know what is a lot of money? $1,000 in the big money minute.
Maybe you're not making enough. We'll help add to that. We actually have to play that now. Let's go. Caller 9-888-456-9970. Four big money minute, 10 questions, 60 seconds, $1,000 could be yours. Let's go.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's play, and let's play with Johnny in Mountain View. Hey, Johnny.
What's happening?
What's going
what's
on?
Up?
Big Bay Morning. What's good, y'all?
Come on.
Well, you're what's good right now because you're about to play Big Money Minute for $1,000.
All right, let's get it.
All right.
Come on with it.
60 seconds on the clock, Johnny. You get all 10 of these right, we give you the money. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready, Benny. Let's do it.
Ready, set, go.
A ruler is an instrument that can be used to measure what?
Inches.
What country will you find the Loch Ness Monster?
Pass.
How many colors are in the rainbow?
Six.
Who was Sherlock Holmes' assistant?
You say Sherlock Holmes?
Yep.
Pass.
What is the distance around a circle called?
Circumference. Watson.
What is the name of the wood carver who carved Pinocchio?
Geppetto.
True or false? Chalk is a form of calcium carbonate.
True.
Who invented the incandescent light bulb? Who invented it?
Edison.
Who was the first actor to play the role of James Bond in the movie series?
Roger Moore.
In Greek mythology, Medusa was beheaded by who?
Pass.
What country will you find the Loch Ness Monster?
Europe.
Europe is not a country. It is a collection of countries, so let's go through them.
My man Johnny, let's go. Let's
you
go
actually did. I thought these questions were super hard, and you did really, really well, because I think I would have gotten maybe four of these. A ruler is an instrument that can be used to measure a lot of different lengths, and you said inches. We will accept that. What country will you find the Loch Ness Monster? That is Scotland. There are actually seven colors in a rainbow, not six, although I would have said six, too, and I'm gay, so I should know that. I should learn. You looped back in a weird sort of way and got Watson, and I'm going to give you that one. Circumference is the measurement of a circle. I have no idea how you knew this, but Geppetto is the dude who carved Pinocchio. I thought it was Italian ice cream. it's a joke. It's a joke.
It is
true that chalk is a form of calcium carbonate. Thomas Edison. He is the inventor of the light bulb. And you said Roger Moore, but then I think you kind of wanted to loop back and say Sean Connery. He was the first James Bond. And somebody I've never heard of was the...
Perseus?
Yeah, never heard of Perseus. Medusa was beheaded by Perseus.
I saw that movie, but I couldn't think of his name.
Mm. All right, well, you did really, really well. Like I said, I'm telling you, I would have gotten four of those, so...
Johnny, thank you for listening and playing, and we will send you a package of some goodies for doing that, all right?
All right, thanks, y'all. Peace.
Have a great Monday. Okay, so tomorrow on Big Money Minute, producer Art, can we have questions like, what's 2 plus 2? Name a bridge in the Bay Area. Can we do stuff like that?
He did pretty well.
No, he did great.
He did great, but I'm surprised he even did that well.
Hey, just because you guys don't know it doesn't mean that other people won't know it, okay?
You know what? Benny always would beat me in catchphrase, but I for sure would kill him at Big Money Minute all the time. I have a feeling I spent a lot more time in class and was a lot more sober in class than Benny ever was. And no. I can speak to his mom, and she will verify it.
I just wasn't in class.
Exactly. And you weren't sober either. All right. That was Big Money Minute. It'll be back at this time tomorrow morning. The secret sound is at $1,700. And right after this, we're going to try to give that away.
God, you make me sound so terrible.
Let's go.
Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Secret Sound?
I am.
Okay. So, I'm going to play you the sound. Sounds like this. And your clue this hour, Tara, is I'm a college rule.
I'm a college rule.
It's rule. Oh, great. Okay. I'm going to guess it's a toy rubber chicken.
A toy rubber chicken. I love that you already had your guess ready to go. Is that correct? Incorrect, but we thank you for playing, and that means...
All right.
Jackpot gets another $100 in the pot, so it's $1,800. We'll play again in 1 hour, 9:20.
All right.
All right.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you. You too.
She was ready to go. Very sure. Very confident there. Okay, like I said, 1 hour, we will do it again for $1,800. Monday means Ghostbusters Day.
Andres met Clara at a work function and fell head over heels. But it looks like Clara has her shoes under someone else's bed. What? Find out about that in Ghostbusters at 8:40.
Your 8:30 Dirty is next. Another major star has had their nudes leaked online. I may or may have not seen these already. I can confirm it's her.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
With another round of high winds hitting the North Bay Wednesday and Thursday of this week, PG&E is warning of potential power shutoffs, including Napa County, Solano County, Sonoma County, and more up there in the North Bay. A new study in England found that exercising before you eat breakfast makes your body burn twice as much fat. But you have no energy to do the workout, so...
Dude, I know, because I'm never hungry right when I wake up. So I would be off and running to do it before.
I have the hardest time. I think because I'm not like, my body isn't loose. I'm so stiff.
At 4. Well, if we got up at 7, it would be different.
You get to sleep until 4 a.m.?
Yes, I do.
Lucky you. I live
in the city. You want me to tell you how much I make? Since you've been asking
all these people.
I know the answer to that question.
What?
Whatever. I don't.
From the company that brought you the sexy white claw costume comes the sexy Popeye's chicken sandwich costume.
By the way, this isn't even cute. I was looking at it over the weekend. It's not even a cute outfit.
It's basically a one-piece swimming suit that looks like a chicken sandwich. And, oh yeah, it costs $80, too.
What woman is going to want to be a chicken sandwich for Halloween? Like, oh, what are you? I'm a chicken switch. Like, nobody wants to be a chicken sandwich.
Sassy Sports.
Oh, my God. The 49ers are killing the game right now. 6-0 for only the third time in team history and the first time in 3 decades after beating the Washington Redskins. 9-0. It was a boring game, but can't really blame either team for not scoring much. It was a torrential downpour, but it was fun to see some of the 49er defensive players at the end of the game do the Shamu all across the field in celebration.
Cool.
It was super fun to see that. The Raiders, not as much luck in Green Bay. They fell 42-24. And speaking of the Raiders, they've got the receipts in a lawsuit filed by Antonio Brown. Now, he's trying to get the $30 million in guaranteed money after he was released this summer by the Raiders. But they have text messages of him saying, release me. I want out. And he sent them to Raiders owner Mark Davis. This is why you don't text message things like this. You don't ever write anything down.
Well, there's also the video of him super celebrating when they did release him, right? When he's talking to his grandma. Grandma, let me out!
They turned that in as well to the court. They also
This is from his Instagram.
He also made an Instagram post. He also recorded John Gruden when they were having a conversation. So they've got everything is on the Raiders side.
This guy.
On this one, he is just an idiot. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say, if they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Miley Cyrus basically slammed Liam Hemsworth during an Instagram Live video with her new boo, Cody Simpson, yesterday.
There are good men out there, guys. Don't give up. You don't have to be gay. There are good people with s*** out there. You just gotta find them.
You don't have to be gay.
I know. I always thought I had to be gay because I just thought, like, all guys were evil, but it's not true.
She's off the rails.
She sounds kind of manly.
She's off the rails. Why is, number one, she making this Instagram Live video with her boyfriend, Cody Simpson? Number two, is this her explanation for her one-month affair with a girl? Like, I just don't... I don't know what's going on with Miley.
Speaking of off the rails, Kanye West. His pastor just said Kanye is done with rap because the rapper considers now the genre to be the devil's music. Looks like we have another mace on our hands.
He's off the rails, too. There's another one. Everybody is off the rails.
Speaking of Kanye, they're now saying his album Jesus is King will be out this Friday. Remember, it's been pushed back like 3 times already. Hackers got into Demi Lovato's Snapchat on Friday and released what they claim to be nude photos of her.
She's off the rails as well.
No, she didn't mean for these to be. Yes, she is.
She's on and off the rails all the time.
Yes, but knock on wood for her. Demi's...
Why for Demi, but not for Miley?
Because I think she's sane. Miley's insane. Kanye's insane. Insane.
Every third person, I mean, every single person you've done in dirty is off the rails. Don't defend her just because her pictures are hot.
You looked at the pictures?
They were sent to me by Sal. And it's not like it says click here. The photo that comes up is a fully nude Demi Lovato, completely surprised. I'm getting in my car on Friday, and I'm thinking, this is an HR offense. If I were to file... So, Sal, get ready. I'm about to go to HR on you.
Pretty sure you can't send those kind of photos on work Wi-Fi either, Sal the Rat.
You can't
want to refrain from doing that.
To your coworker? Or can you?